Welcome to the Higher Conversations podcast, and I'm Connor, your host. I'm a wealth and abundance coach, keynote speaker, and author. Following the sudden loss of my father, I embarked on a transformative journey, breaking free of my comfort zone and dependency on drugs and alcohol. I now earn over 6 figures embarking on soul-searching adventures around the world. During my travels, I've had the incredible opportunity to connect with individuals from all walks of life, finding that you can always be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. Hi, welcome to the Higher Conversations podcast. It was formerly the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, but after 3 years of having the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I have decided to pivot and change directions as everything happens in life, that we evolve, we change, we grow. And the Grieving with Gratitude podcast was cathartic for me. It has been really cathartic for a lot of people, especially when my dad passed away. I really was searching for a podcast or any information or just anyone I could identify with and follow around death, because his death was so sudden. And so that's what created it. And while it's been a great process of having it, I think there's something powerful in just giving up. And I posted about this on my Instagram about just giving up and that idea, because I think in our hustle culture, just giving up is something that's frowned upon, like you're a failure or something like that. And I think that just giving up on something is really powerful, because there's a lot of things that don't serve us. And speaking about death continually and grieving is no longer aligns with what I'm doing with my life, where I'm going, the natural progression of my life. And grieving isn't something that will ever end. But I think it does taper off, and how you would feel about it, and that it does subside and, you know, cease after a certain point of time. And I've been really, really, really honored to have so many amazing guests on that have been supportive and helped a lot of people along the way. But Higher Conversations is really the elevated platform of Grieving with Gratitude as I embark on really following through with the wealth and abundance that I've created in the midst of my dad's death and grieving. I think that's the really powerful story behind it, because when my dad died, I was broke. Like, I had nothing to show for. I was like a successful partying hairdresser, but like, I didn't have anything to show for in my life. And my dad's death was a catalyst for me completely changing my life, getting sober, stop partying. I paid off my debt. I was able to travel the world. I doubled my income. And that was all within the course of a year. And I think that is a really powerful story. And that's what I'm passionate about. And that's what I'm passionate about helping other people achieve, just through mindset. And that's what I love talking about. That's what I love doing. That's what I love coaching people through. And Higher Conversations, we had started it with my friend Lynette as a retreat and wellness platform. And now that really Higher Conversations can be all of it. And so I think there's something really powerful in giving up on something and seeing it to the end, and then reframing it as that it wasn't, Grieving with Gratitude wasn't a failure, it was a success, but the next season of my life looks a lot different than the last four. So I'm excited for this journey, and just the life updates in my life, just period, are so profound. Grieving with Gratitude is no longer around. That'll be the name of my book, which I'm writing in Thailand for 2 months in December, January, and February. So I will be leaving, and my lease is up in December in Nashville. So I still have my house in California, and looking at where I'm going to go back into being in Nashville. I love the city of Nashville a lot. I love my high-rise, beautiful luxury apartment. I love it. I love the view. I love the energy, being around so many people that have really believed 100% on themselves, bet on themselves, left everything they know to enter the music industry, all the creative, amusing people that I've met that are content creators. Every single one of those people inspired me that I could even make this into something, and that people were even listening. So I love this city. I love the friendships I've made here. I love the insanely talented people I've been around. And when you're around that energy, it just excels you forward. I love that there's so many people here that are entrepreneurs and just doing it themselves. And that's something that I'm doing and that I can resonate with. But at the same time, financially, with wealth and abundance, like financially, I should be buying properties here, not renting high-rise apartments. high-rise apartments should be the second step, you know, having a property that's generating income, that it can Airbnb out, et cetera, and then having a high-rise apartment, that is smarter in the long run, for me. And so looking at that and like, what does wealth and abundance really look like, and living from it from a place of I'm living it out. I will be in Thailand for 2 months, and I'm so excited that I have created this life that I've always wanted. I've always wanted to be able to be a digital nomad. I've always wanted to be able to live where and do whatever I want. And I've always wanted to have a partner that I could do that with and build a life like that with. And I have that possibility and to do that. And I'm just really excited to take that step, and I'm nervous and mostly excited. So I'll be in Thailand, I'll be in back in California more. And I've just really looked at the life that I've created in the last couple of years. The last 3 years of being in Nashville, I've loved it, but my travel schedule has been insane. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that it's been really insane. I used to travel 1 week every month and travel around the world. And I go somewhere new and I stay there for a week and I come back and work. And I had a very consistent schedule. I thrive in having consistent schedules. I love it. I love being able to wake up at the same time every day, go to the gym, do the same fucking thing. I love it. I like consistency, and that's where I thrive. And the last 3 years, COVID didn't help with consistency in any shape or form. And I perpetuated that into my life and living in Nashville and going between time zones, and just networking is different here, and staying out later. Just, I don't think I've had a routine, and I haven't had a routine in 3 years. And I was really looking at my, you know, just mental health. And my mental health has not been doing well in any shape or form of who I am. I've put on probably 20 th something pounds, which I'm 5'3", which is a lot. And I don't have a routine. I just literally feel tired all the time. I have no idea what day it is ever. I have no idea what time it is. And I feel like moms can kind of identify with this, like of moms with babies, because it's the very same feeling that I'm having. My sleep is all over the place. I just don't know what's happening, and I have created this. I made this for myself. I made this tr insane travel schedule, and the only person I can look at to fix it is me, because I created it. And so with me knowing that I created it, that means I can create anything. Because I created this, I can create whatever it is that I want. And so I've decided I want to stay somewhere at least 6 to 8 weeks at a time. And I do still have hair clients in California, and those I will only do the first week of the month. And that is it if I'm in California. I mean, I just need to figure out a way to balance all of it. And I think at some point, just giving up on that aspect of my life will be necessary. And I don't know if it's yet, but Thailand, I am so excited about, because I just got back from Curacao, and I was there for a week with one of my friends, Missy. And I came to the realization that I hate this life I've chosen. I come home from flights, like when I fly back to California, or I fly back from Na to Nashville, and I cry when I land, when I get to my apartment or I get to my house, and I cry because I just look around at all this stuff I own, and there are things I like, and I have to sell everything in Nashville, you know? And when I get back to my house in California, because I've made it a place of business, I don't like anything in it, and I don't feel peace, and I don't feel comfort. And it doesn't feel like a home. And I've done that to myself. And it just feels like I'm surrounded by things to make other people happy. And none of it is making me happy. And hair has become that, because I do love my clients so dearly. And I love what I do. I do not love that I don't have a life, that I can't go away for 2 months because of someone's hair. Like, I could give a fuck about your hair when my mental health is not doing well and it needs a fucking pattern interrupt. And Curacao was really eye-opening for that because I haven't actually been on a vacation probably in 2 years. And to figure out that I'm like, it took me three, I was there 7 days. It took me 3 days to just be able to figure out I was on vacation because I looked at being on vacation as a way to catch up on the work that I have because I don't know what day it is ever. And I think that there's something really powerful in saying no to stuff. I know there is something powerful in it. And I know there's something powerful in giving up on something that no longer serves you, like grieving with gratitude. It was starting to get to the point that I didn't want to talk about grief anymore. And I didn't want to do my podcasts. I didn't like even posting to the Instagram. And so something had to change, you know? And I couldn't run all these social media accounts. They all need to become one. And it slowly just identifying and realizing that these things weren't working. And I know that I'm not the only one experiencing this, so that's why I'm sharing it. Like the first step I made was acknowledging, like, I don't like this and I created it. Okay, so what are the things about this that I don't like? I don't like that I don't have a routine. Okay, perfect. Well, then we need to get you into this time zone that you can fix it, right? You can have a routine. What's the routine look like? Okay, let's do it. Let's get a gym membership. You sign up for classes, you know, et cetera. So it's like outlining, acknowledging, and then outlining and realizing the areas that you want to change, coming up with ways to change it, and then implementation. And so for me, that's a huge shift because I have a whole apartment in another state. You know, I'm going to a whole nother country for 2 months by myself. And I'm going with the purpose of writing a book so I can close out the chapter of grieving with gratitude and move on to the next segment of my career and my life. And what will that look like when I come back to the States and everything that I'm doing? So I'm very, very excited. I'm kind of nervous because I have all the power. Like, I am the one that has all the power. Like, the same thing, you have all the power within your own life to create whatever you want and make it what you want. And this is what I've always wanted. I've always wanted to be able to travel the world, and I've always wanted to be able to do it with someone and have a partner that I could do it with. And maybe eventually I'll have that one day, someone that can travel with me so I don't have to go by myself. For all of the trip, you know, like maybe just part of it, I'm by myself. That would be amazing. And to just, but I was finally, after 4 years, able to create this flexibility in my life. And that's all I wanted was flexibility. And which is kind of, now I think about flexibility and having a routine, sometimes don't look like they go hand in hand. But I do believe that routines allow you to have flexibility. And then my birthday's coming up, so I'll be 37. So there's just like so many switches that are changing, and who I want to be, who do I want to embody, what do I want to see for this next stage of my life. And it's an exciting time. I also think that now that I've been posting more to YouTube and stuff, it's been really interesting because I feel like YouTube followers are loyal, but also YouTube followers are the biggest trolls on the internet. And it's just a wild place, and just being ridiculed because I have breasts in the shirts I wear. Like, this is a sports bra, but like just realizing that that has nothing to do with me and everything to do with someone else. So that just feels so good to change it up. I just feel so good. So if something is not working in your life anymore, change the fuck up, find something new, change it. And honestly, this was weird advice that I got from Guy Tang, who is a celebrity, or he's a famous hairdresser. And I was like, hey, I just feel burnt out doing hair. How do you stay motivated? And he said, make a small change. Try a different color line. Just to keep your brain active, try something different. They don't have to be, if your life is not feeling like it's suiting you right now, it doesn't have to be this massive change. Like, go to Indonesia for a month like I did. That was just something I needed to, I need big pattern interrupts. I have a life that has been big pattern interrupts, and that's how I learn. And that's how I evolve. It has been for me that I have to have big, crazy things happen for me to, you know, rise up and figure it out and work harder and That's just who I am. But sometimes someone could just be like getting a new car, and that's a big enough pattern interrupt in their life. So anyways, that is just a recap on my life. And I'm just excited for this journey. I'm excited for the next part. And I'm really grateful for everyone who has subscribed and listened and shared and allowed me to interview them and have them on this platform. And I just thank you so much. And I'm so thankful for just the ability to be able to do this and the life that I have, that I can do it. So thank you. Please subscribe, share this with friends, do all the things. Have a great day. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, I am so excited to announce that I have released my first edition of my 60-day self-love guided digital journal that is available on Etsy at the store Higher Conversations. This is the first in a series of guided journals that will be centered around different topics to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, boost your confidence, and help you become your highest version. I intentionally created these digital journals to be simple and easy to follow because let's be real, we're all real busy and we aren't trying to do the most, we're just trying to heal. Because you're a listener of the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I created the promo code Conway to use at checkout. You can find the link in the show notes below. Happy journaling! Hey guys, so if you know me, you know how much I love electrolytes and I really believe in hydration because most of the time when we think that we're hungry, we're actually not. We're just extremely dehydrated. So I try to focus most of my energy on just being as hydrated as possible, and I'm able to achieve that with RF Supplements electrolyte powder. So I'm so excited to partner up with them. I love their whole product line, from their liquid fat burners to their protein powder, which is delicious, as well as their sleep aid tablets and their pre-workout, which doesn't make me feel like I'm going crazy. So you can purchase any of these online. Follow them on Instagram at RF_supps, SUPPS, and use RFS Conway at checkout for a discount. Thank you for joining us today on the episode of Higher Conversations. If you're looking to take your personal growth to the next level and live the life of wealth and abundance you've been dreaming of, I offer coaching sessions that can help you unlock your full potential. Visit my website at itsconway.com or DM me on Instagram or TikTok at ConwayIsRad to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please leave a review and share it with your friends and loved ones, because together we can inspire and uplift one another. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at higher.conversations for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and additional resources to support your journey towards abundance and fulfillment. Thank you for being a part of the Higher Conversations community. And until next time, embrace change and pursuing your dreams, because you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing.